Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 2, 2. Ha ha! Gotta turn the mic on.
I know, right?
It is Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:10. We made it to Thursday. It's gonna be partly sunny. Windy out there, though, for sure.
Yeah, it was windy driving in.
I was like, oh, going by the big old trucks. Like, okay, just hold on to the steering wheel. A little bit windy. Temperatures in the 40s. It is time for the three things you need to know this morning. Are you ready, Walmart Jeff?
I am ready, yes.
And I'm gonna give it to you. Wait until you hear the third thing.
Okay.
But let's start with number one. Number one. Governor Ned Lamont announced yesterday the state's COVID-19 positivity rate has increased a little to 3.9. He was like 2.9 last week, 2.8, so it's gone up a little.
Yeah, the way I like to look at it is it's the other way. It's 96% of Connecticut is COVID-free.
Yes, Walmart.
Yeah.
You gotta
look at the positive.
I know. Why did I do that? You're absolutely right. The second thing you need to know today, and the three things that you need to know today, Johnson & Johnson hoping to provide 20 million doses of its single-shot vaccine to all Americans by the end of March, and it was just approved by the FDA for emergency use.
Nice.
So it's one step closer to getting that single-shot vaccine.
That's cool.
And then the third thing you need to know, if this is you, Governor Ned Lamont, who I think I've fallen in love with him. I think he's doing a fantastic job, in my opinion.
Okay.
Of just holding it down during a pandemic. It's got to be tough. He's declared the legalization of recreational marijuana is on the top of his priorities for this legislative season.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I agree with it for medical uses and stuff like that. So we're one step closer.
I'm more for like the recreational use.
yes.
But I mean, Connecticut.
Me too, both.
Connecticut is losing out, man. We lose out on
tax.
Everything.
The money, you mean the money
the
coming
taxes.
In?
I drive on Sunday nights, I drive from East Hampton up to Enfield.
Yeah.
And when you get on 91 in Hartford, from Hartford to the Mass Line, it's just pot billboards.
It is.
It's literally telling people to leave the state of Connecticut, go to Massachusetts and buy your pot. We're losing so much money.
I spent a lot of time in Massachusetts in the summer, right across the border there, right there in
Southwick.
And you'll see just people. I'm like, what's that smell? Because the person next to you could just be smoking marijuana and it's legal. So that is on his list, a legalization of recreational marijuana.
Nice.
Those are the three things you need to know today on Kiss 95.7. Yeah, 6:25. The weather partly sunny, windy out there. Temps in the 40s. Let's do it. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk. We call him, if you're just tuning in, Walmart in front of the Jeff, because he used to work at Walmart stocking the shelves in East Windsor when he applied for the job years and years ago. And it just stuck.
We had a big ceremony about the naming.
It did. I knighted you.
Yeah, Courtney had a sword.
I did. And I hit both shoulders and I said, you shall forever be called Walmart Jeff.
Yep.
And that's why we call him Walmart Jeff.
Yeah, so what happens in the bathroom should definitely stay in the bathroom, but it's not.
And do me a favor.
Yeah.
If I'm in the bathroom and you see me go in there with a cocktail, don't knock on the door. Don't scratch on the door with your little paws. Don't ask me when I'm coming out. Don't bark to go out. Just leave me alone.
Okay. So apparently over the last year, the bathroom rules have pretty much been flushed down the toilet when it comes to couples and bathroom use.
No, there's more rules for me, but go ahead.
American couples have, on average, 6 conversations a month while one of them is using the toilet. Whether it's peeing, pooping, or doing something else.
No, you didn't say the poo word.
Yeah,
you said poo.
I did. People are having conversations. I know in my house, my wife and I always have a lot of conversations because in our master bath, we have a pocket door, and the pocket door broke, and I've been too busy to actually cut open the wall and fix it. And where I lay in bed, I have a direct view of the old toilet.
No. Can I ask you something? Are these couples talking through the door, or is somebody actually standing in front of the person who's on the toilet going, so what do you think we should do? Should we change the curtains?
You're both in the bathroom. You're both in the bathroom doing your thing.
No.
Here's what people are talking about while on the toilet.
Go ahead.
Co-workers is number 3 on the list.
No, I would never talk about you with my pants down.
Okay.
No.
So if you're taking a dump and your significant other is there.
No.
You're talking about the weather?
No. Well, I don't understand this whole thing.
You're not going to like this last one,
no.
Courtney. And the number one conversation that couples have while using the bathroom
are
what to eat.
No. No.
Courtney is totally grossed out right now.
I am. And once again, for whoever's listening, Mr. Automotive and Jackson the dog, when I go into the bathroom and I have a cocktail in my hand and the door shut, I just want to be left alone.
And if she also has the handle bottle of Tito's with her, leave the house.
Yeah, leave the house. Get in the car and go for a ride around the block. All right, that is so gross. 628. Hey, coming up, we're still paying your bills. We give away $12,000 a day. Your first shot at winning $1,000 is coming up at 7:10. Yes, let's get into it. It is time for your Hollywood Report on Kiss 95.7, brought to you by Community Health Center. Well, Billie Eilish spoke about the album she made during the pandemic. She sat down with Stephen Colbert. She said that staying home for the past 11 months was the longest she had off in 4 years.
2 weeks already at the beginning of quarantine was the most time I'd had off in like 4 years. And also I made an album in it. I just don't think I would have made the same album or even the album at all if it weren't for COVID. So, you know, and that doesn't mean it's like about COVID at all. It's just that, you know, you're just, when things are different in your life, you're different. It's just how it is. So
she went on to say that she is a little thankful for the pandemic just because she was able to spend that much time at home and being creative and making the album. But that's it, she says, when it comes to COVID.
She also had time to get close to her brother, Phineas.
Yes, because they work together.
It's
Walmart,
just
Jeff.
A weird brother-sister relationship.
No. They're like best friends. I wish I was best friends with my siblings who never call me. Whatever. You can see the whole interview on our blog. And a Utah-based theme park, I told you previously. The park is named Evermore. They recently sued Taylor Swift, citing trademark infringement. Well, now Taylor is fighting back and has filed a lawsuit against the company and the park.
Come on.
The suit that the park filed, they did it after Taylor released her album Evermore. The theme park insists they own the trademark to the name and Taylor can't sell merchandise with that name on it. Well, Taylor's lawsuit claims the park is now using three of Taylor's songs in performances inside the park,
man,
but don't have a license.
Taylor Swift always wins no matter what.
She will. You need to back down now. And finally, Bebe Rexha firing back at haters. Bebe got into it with a couple of people on Twitter after one of them posted, "Your last song was a flop." Bebe's response was, "True, but I'm still loved and I'm still rich."
Nice.
You can see that and more in all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney. Yes. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is time for good news every weekday morning, 6:50. We bring you good news, and now's your chance to hear good news and to spread it, too. If you've got good news and you want to spread the word, tell the world, 860-247-9570. I've got good news for parents. You might be out of this demo, Walmart, Jeff.
Okay.
I know you've got two kids, but they're a little bit older. I thought Baby Shark was gone, but Baby Shark is not gone. If your kids like Baby Shark, Kellogg's has come out with a cereal called Baby Shark Cereal. You know that song that three-year-olds love? The cereal, they say, is toffee-flavored with shark-shaped niblets.
Okay, what are niblets?
I have no idea, but I'm thinking a three-year-old eating toffee and niblets, is that safe? I don't know. But if your kids love Baby Shark, be looking for a Kellogg's cereal. It's called Baby Shark with little Baby Shark on the box.
And if you have like a 5 or 6 year old, and I don't know if your kids are like mine, but my kids have been singing, my 6 year old has been singing It's Raining Tacos for like the past 2 months. Courtney, if you don't know what YouTube it.
I don't. I'm going to YouTube it right now. It's Raining Tacos. Okay.
Yeah. An Arizona man was arrested and actually fired from his job after faking his own kidnapping.
Okay, good. All right.
This guy did not want to go to work. He didn't have any more sick days left, so he thought the next best thing was to fake a kidnapping.
Yeah.
So what he did was he stuffed a bandana, this is weird, by the way. He stuffed a bandana in his mouth, a banana in his pocket.
Oh, you scared me on a banana.
I know. And then he bound himself with his belt and was laying in the middle of a busy road until the police saw him. And when they got there, they asked what was going on, and the guy said, "I've been kidnapped over a large sum of money that I know to some people." Cops checked surveillance cameras, and they figured out that the guy actually kidnapped himself.
Did anybody question why there was a banana in his
pocket?
No,
I don't know why.
What was that for? What was the banana for?
It's got to be a typo in this story, but yeah, I'm still trying to figure out why the banana.
Stuck a banana. At least it just only stuck it in his pocket.
Yes.
That got me concerned. All right, if you've got good news, share your good news. We'd love to hear it right now. All you got to do is call us, 860-247-9570. Making love connections, Walmart Jeff. It is Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, getting ready for second date update. If you go on a first date, you make a connection. You know how hard it is to date in
really
a pandemic.
Hard. Yeah, hard.
You make a connection, but you never hear from them again. You call us and we get answers. On the line this morning is Phoebe in Cromwell, who went on an amazing first date. Good morning, Phoebe.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're great. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, welcome to the show, first of all. And second of all, you're on Second Date Update, which means you must have gone on a pretty spectacular first date recently.
Yeah, I went on a dinner date with this guy, John, and it was just so much fun. I feel like we really hit it off. And, you know, obviously with the masks and everything, having to wear them was a little weird. But once we were able to take them off when we were eating, it was, you know, normal. And I don't know, I really enjoyed his company. And I haven't heard from him since the date, so I'm a little confused. Mm-hmm. And I figured, why not see if he can help me come to the bottom of it.
All right. So listen, Phoebe, I always wonder, like, you go on a first date, but you're right. You've got masks on. So it's awkward, but like, obviously you could take your mask off to eat and drink. You felt a connection. You were able to connect with him.
Yeah, I think definitely we connected conversation wise. Like we hit it off and we're very like compatible.
Okay.
So I kind of, you know, I was like, oh, like I couldn't wait for a second date. Like I was really excited and looking forward to it. And I haven't heard from him. So I don't know if like did he ghost me or, you know, like, I don't know. I just figured why not see if you guys can help me.
Okay. Hey, Phoebe, let me ask you a question. Don't be offended and don't take this the wrong way. But when you went out on this date, did you put yourself together? Did you look good?
Well, why would you ask, Jeff?
Well, no, a lot of you ladies out there, because of wearing masks, you really aren't putting in the full effort that you should be. When it comes to makeup and stuff like that.
Oh, stop. Can you, Phoebe, not listen to him?
Well, no, I mean, that could be a reason why the guy didn't call you
back.
Well,
I mean, I think I put myself together nice, and I actually had fun with it because, you know, we haven't really had excuses to dress up or anything in so long. So I had fun. I got dressed up. And
good.
That's great.
I put makeup on. I mean, I thought I looked okay.
Perfect.
All right. Well, this is what we'll do then, Phoebe. We're going to call up John, and I'm going to just have him be honest with us, tell us what he thought about the date. You're going to be listening in at any point. If you want to chat with John or I'll just bring you into the conversation, you can, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's call up John. She sounds like a sweet.
Yeah, she actually does.
Right? I would go out and have dinner cocktails with Phoebe. She sounds just like sweet and normal. See what's going on with John. Okay. Ding-a-ling.
I'm not sure if I dialed the right number.
Hello?
Hi, is John there?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, John, it's Courtney.
What's up, John? It's Walmart Jeff.
We're calling from Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio right now. I have to let you know that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll fill you in.
What's going on?
Well, we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update. If somebody goes on a first date, you know, they have a great time. They feel like they made a connection, but they don't hear from their date again. They call us, and then we get answers. And that's why you're on the show this morning, John.
Okay.
All right. So here's the deal. I just want you to be honest and upfront, and I'll refresh your memory because I don't know how many dates you go on. You could be a serial dater. But you went on a date with a girl named Phoebe. Phoebe called us. She told us the date was fantastic. She had a great time. She felt a connection. She enjoyed your company. And she hasn't heard from you since the date. She was just wondering, what's up?
Yeah, I also thought that date went incredibly well. She looked like all of her pictures. She's gorgeous.
Okay.
I thought the date went really, really well. I felt like we got along.
You felt a connection as well, too, or you thought it was a great date as well?
I did. And then at the very end, she was just like, I just want to let you know I'm bisexual, which... I was like, okay.
Okay.
I thought this was like a date for us.
So her telling you she's a bisexual, what, that made you feel like she wasn't interested or you got jealous? Like, I don't understand.
I kind of thought it was just kind of like a line, kind of like, look, I'm looking all over the place.
Oh,
still.
Like, so you thought by Phoebe telling you she was bisexual, she was letting you know that, like, this is nothing serious. I'm not that into you. Is that what you were feeling?
Yeah, it just felt like the way it was, you know, it might have just been a tone thing. It just sounded like, hey, just like.
Like an excuse to blow you off?
Yeah, or just like, hey, just a heads up.
Okay.
Like a heads up, you know, this is just a date.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, she's on the line. Phoebe, what? Phoebe, did you hear what John said about...
Yeah, okay. I feel like he took it the wrong way. And
okay.
I'm confused. Like, so you don't mind that I'm bisexual or that bothered you?
No, it does not bother me at all. I just thought it was like a thing where you're just like, look, I'm looking all over the place.
Oh. No, not at all. I just like, you know, I had a lot of fun with you and I thought we kind of hit it off and I definitely wanted to see you again, but I thought it would just be best to kind of let everything on the table right away. I didn't want, you know, if you looked at my social media and saw maybe that you thought I was bisexual or okay. I just didn't want to, I don't know. I just thought it was better to like let you know right away. So there was no questions later on about it.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I am straight, fully.
Okay. Hey, Justin. All right. Now that we get that out of the way. All right. I understand both points of view because I feel like girls, we come up with a lot of things if we don't want to see you again or we think you're creepy. So maybe that's the way John was leaning. And Phoebe, I get it. You're like, throw it out on the line. Look, we're in a pandemic. Dating is hard enough. I'm getting it all out there. So I guess.
I don't know.
And Phoebe, you'd like to see him again, right?
Yeah, definitely.
John, would you like to see Phoebe again?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, then here's the deal. I would like to pick up the tab for a second date. You guys go wherever you want, and we'll pick up the tab.
Well,
that would be great.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, that's great.
All right, good. Well, listen, I'm glad we got that settled. Jeez, Phoebe, I'm so glad you called us.
I know, me too. Thank you.
All right, John, thank you for being honest, and... you don't have to be confused anymore. Phoebe is into you and excited for a second date. So keep us posted, you guys.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Sounds good.
Yes, it is time for your Hollywood Report 740. It is brought to you by Community Health Center. Simon Cowell says he came close to being paralyzed following last year's e-bike accident. You remember that, Walmart?
I remember, yeah.
He did his first interview about that accident.
First of all, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, when I saw the x-ray, you know, I really nearly, you know, smashed my spine to pieces. So, I literally wouldn't have been able to walk.
He came real close to being paralyzed, yeah. He says he's going to return from his injury better than ever. He's also thinking about suing the company behind the e-bike that he was riding when that accident occurred. He wasn't wearing a helmet. He was probably going fast. I don't know.
Probably was alcohol involved.
Tiger Woods won't face criminal charges over his car crash. The sheriff says it was purely an accident and that there's no evidence that Tiger Woods was under the influence of a substance when the accident occurred. He is recovering in the hospital. Catherine McPhee has had her baby, Walmart Jeff.
Oh, really?
She married David Foster. The couple tied the knot in June of 2019, it was. After meeting, you want to know where they met?
Where?
In 2006, he was mentoring contestants on season 5 of American Idol.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and that's when they first met. David already has 5 children, ranging in ages 34 to 50. And so now he's got a new baby on his hands. Yeah, I think almost all of his kids are older than his wife.
That is crazy.
For more Hollywood stories, just head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:50. That means it's time to bring you some good news. If you've got good news, we'd love to hear it. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a new baby. Maybe it's a birthday. Maybe you made an incredible meal last night. That's good news. Call us. I've got good news for parents with young children. If you thought Baby Shark was over, oh no, not even close. There's a new Kellogg cereal named Baby Shark. Yeah, your kids are going to be asking for it. It's toffee flavored with shark-shaped niblets. I don't know, these little whole grain niblets that look like baby sharks. Swimming around, which is kind of cute because sharks swimming around in the cereal bowl is really cute. So be looking for it. Kellogg's cereal called Baby Shark. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
Well, this isn't really good news because the guy ended up getting arrested. Then he ended up getting fired from his job.
Okay.
This guy out in Arizona, he was actually accused of faking his own kidnapping because he didn't want to go to work.
Wow. work.
No, he couldn't call out sick because he didn't have any more sick days. He hated his job. Okay. So what he did was he stuffed a bandana in his mouth, a banana in his pocket, and then he bound himself with his belt. And he was laying in the streets. When cops found him, they asked what happened. He said he had been kidnapped.
Okay.
And that he wasn't going to be. He told the cops, he was like, hey, can you call my job and tell him I won't be at work?
Right.
Because he was kidnapped. They reviewed surveillance cameras in the area, and they found out the guy did it all himself.
And I just, the banana in the pocket is throwing me off. I'm not sure why.
I don't know
if it's supposed to be like, look like a gun. Is it supposed to look like something else?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe he like takes a banana to work. And like it was in his pocket.
Okay. So the good news is what?
Well, there really is no good news to that story.
Oh, well, thanks for, you know.
No problem.
Telling us that story, Walmart Jeff. The good news is he was uninjured.
Yes.
He wasn't really kidnapped. Yeah. If you've got good news or a banana in your pocket, call us 860-247-9570.